Nolte, Netflix sends Harry and Meghan's $100 million woke affirmative action deal. By John Nolte on July 23, 2025. Netflix has announced it will not renew its $100 million deal with the insufferable Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, aka the Harry, Meg. A quick rundown of the planet healing itself. No more federally funded corporate welfare to the tune of about $1 billion in taxpayer money for PBS and NPR. No more left-wing affirmative action to the tune of $40 million in annual losses at CBS to keep smarmy Stephen Colbert's late show on the air. And now, Netflix has put an end to the $100 million in woke affirmative action set up for the Harry, Meg. Anyone tired of winning yet? Back in 2020, the cunning Harry Meg broke with Britain's royal family, knowing that it was the peak of the woke terror and that any accusation of racism, sexism, or privilege would make them rich. True or not, it didn't matter. All that mattered were the allegations. Yes, the Harry Meg were prepared to stab their own family in the back. And along came Netflix with that insane $100 million deal. The results were hilarious, exactly what you'd expect from a man born into entitled privilege and an aging actress who never rose above a supporting player on a cable TV series. Sure, the documentary about Harry trashing his family as racist was a Netflix hit. The rest? Don't make me laugh. There was Harry's documentary on the elite sport of polo, creatively titled Polo, which flopped, earning only 500,000 views over 6 months. Then came The Heart of Invictus in 2023, which attracted only 300,000 views. Currently, we have Meghan's sorry attempt to become the next Martha Stewart, with a lifestyle show called With Love, Meghan. That show never ranked above 300 on Netflix's internal ratings. That's it. That's what the woke terror hath wrought, $20 million per year for 5 years for three flops and heaven only knows how many headaches dealing with these two bitter narcissists and their terrible, self-involved ideas. This isn't the first unearned but very lucrative deal these two woke hacks have lost. 2 years ago, Spotify cut its losses after dropping upwards of $25 million for what was supposed to be the development of several podcasts from the Harry Meg. Instead, all Spotify got was 12 episodes of Archetype, where Meghan chatted with her galpal celebrities. The Harry Meg actually thought Americans wanted to watch them play polo and cook, and Netflix paid them $100 million to prove we didn't. The woke grift is finally receding. Things like results and merit are beginning to matter again. That's terrible news for the political left and good news for normal people. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.